Hello and welcome to your five for today. Today, the 14th of February, marks St. Valentine's Day, which today is a celebration of love. If you often watch the birds in your garden, you will see that following a solitary winter, by the 14th of February, they have found a mate with whom to nest and produce offspring. How romantic that even the birds celebrate St. Valentine's Day. A short amount of research will tell you that there are many stories about the original St. Valentine, and it is difficult to distinguish fact from fiction. What seems to be clear is that he was a Roman priest who was eventually beheaded by the Roman Emperor Claudius in AD 269, on the 14th of February. As for why he suffered this fate, it may have been his steadfast evangelizing in the face of official opposition, or the fact that he would willingly marry a soldier to his beloved, even if he was about to go off to war, this being against the emperor's edict. There is a story told of St. Valentine that while imprisoned in Rome, his jailer had a daughter who was both deaf and blind. Through prayer, Valentine healed her, restoring both sight and hearing. Later on the day of his execution, he sent a letter to the healed girl, signed, "From your Valentine." Today, Valentine's Day may be a source of great happiness to some. Others may find it a time of loneliness or sadness as loved ones are mourned or missed. Yet others may dismiss it as yet another expression of our materialistic society. Certainly every retailer seems to try to turn love into cash at this time of year. Yet for me and countless other Christians around the world, this day allows us to reflect once again on the greatest act of love the world has ever seen. It is often said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." These words were first spoken by Jesus Christ himself. And yet God's word reveals to us that Jesus not only died for his friends, but for those who called him an enemy. Even as he died on the cross, Jesus prayed for forgiveness for his persecutors and his executioners. And the Bible makes it clear that through his death, we can know God's forgiveness and life with him forevermore. A songwriter has written, "What kind of love is this that gave itself for me? I am the guilty one, yet I go free. What kind of love is this? A love I've never known. I didn't even know his name. What kind of love is this?" If we stop and consider the life and death of Jesus, what will be our response? I think there are three possible responses. Some people reject Jesus and his message, often without giving it much thought. Is there anything as tragic as unrequited love? Or one-sided love? Secondly, some people will neglect the gospel message of Jesus' love. They think it is something that can be put off for another day. But this too is a poor response to such an important and life-changing message. The third option is to accept the love of Jesus, to open your heart to him and thank him for his gift of forgiveness and life. There is no one at all that he won't accept. No matter who you are or what your past may hold, God loves you and is waiting to forgive you. When you receive God's love, then the stirrings of a response can be felt in your own heart, so that the chorus of Christians is, "We love him because he first loved us." Please consider the message of God's love this Valentine's Day. I would like to finish with the most famous verse in the Bible, which sums up its message. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him would not be lost, but have eternal life. Thank you very much for listening.